This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Good morning. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis, and it's a good morning indeed. It's always a good morning when the Steelers win. It's the Fan Early Morning Show. It's the Wake Up Show. The Wake Up Show presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber. You can apply online at 84lumber.com. Adam Crowley not here. We got a surprise guest who usually joins us on Mondays in some capacity, but you're going to be getting a more lengthy version of him on the radio this morning. So we'll reveal who that is on the Fan Morning Show pre-show. But for right now, it's me. And you know what to do. Give me a call, 412-928-9370. Mention me. Tag me in a post on X at Callis underscore 33. That's C-A-L-L-A-S underscore 33. And we've got some good things to react to this morning for sure. When the Steelers win, that's good. But also, the Browns, they lost to the Denver Broncos yesterday, which means that the Steelers and Browns, again, tied in records. Steelers have more control now than they had previously. Both teams are 7-4. The Ravens won, so that's not great. The Ravens are 9-3, but still within striking distance. And even better, since the Steelers beat the Bengals, the Bengals are now getting buried in the AFC North. They're last. They're fourth. They're 5-6. So, all good things to see, for sure. Now, how do I feel about the Steelers game? I'll tell you in a minute. If you want to tell me how you feel about the Steelers after this game, 412-928-9370, call. And again, you can tweet at me or, I guess, create a post on X. Tag me in it at Callis underscore 33. That's C-A-L-L-A-S underscore 33. Give me a mention. Tell me what you think about the game. Tell me what you think about the team. And I'll read your comments. Also, field your phone calls. This morning, it's kind of odd. I mean, I still don't know how to feel, and that's okay. I feel a little better under the circumstances. I do wish the Ravens would have lost. That's fine. I'm glad that the Browns lost. The Bengals being the victim of a Steelers defeat helps the Steelers overall. The Steelers are in good position. The Steelers threw the ball down the middle of the field successfully, multiple times, in yesterday's game. The points were not there, but keep in mind, at CBS, the TV broadcast mentioned this, that the Steelers had 120 yards of offense in the first quarter, which is a total that they struggled to achieve sometimes in like entire games. They had 120 yards of offense just in the first quarter. They scored to open the second half, which is great. They scored in the first half, which is great. And under a Matt Canada offense, it seemed like it was such a challenge to achieve such offensive stats, to gain such an advantage over an opponent. Now, the other argument is that the Bengals are beat up. And if Joe Burrow was the quarterback of the Bengals, perhaps they would have generated more offense. And that's a fair assessment. The Steelers' defense is still crazy, still elite, and still kept the team in the game. A lot of good pressures, a lot of good plays on defense, keeping Jake Browning scared and running, which is good. Game was still close. They still won another one-score game, so congrats to the Steelers for that. Their streak's over, but they won another one-score game. And the scoring should come with the better offense that they've been putting on. Again, I mean, I can't stress this enough. It feels like it's amazing that this is amazing. that they had 120 yards of offense in the first quarter, because we hadn't seen that really all season. But then the fact that they're doing it again is both exciting, but also like, man, was it that easy? Was it that, you know, did it have to be that challenging under a Matt Canada offense? And I'm blaming Matt Canada now, and I always have, and I always will, and I'm glad that they got rid of him I mean, you saw it yesterday. You saw what it was like for the Steelers to be a little bit more free. Deontay Johnson dropped a crucial pass in the end zone. I don't know how much of that is his fault, but I can tell you that overall, I mean, they threw the ball down the middle. Both running backs ran pretty well. Jaylen Warren had a fumble. Oh, well. They, for the most part, ran well. The defense kept them in the game, and they won. So I'm happy about that. But then again, I mean, they had their struggles. Deontay Johnson still dropping passes. Kenny Pickett still missing throws. And maybe the Steelers took advantage of a team that's had some crucial injuries this season. So we learned a good bit. The Steelers looked more free. The Steelers clearly had more offensive success. How sustainable this success is, still another question. Happy Matt Canada's gone, though, and I'm happy that we saw some level of offensive improvement. Do you believe Kenny Pickett's the guy? You don't have to. That's okay. He played well enough to beat the Bengals. And the rest of their season, their biggest challenge is going to be the Ravens at the end of the year, playing them again while the Ravens have been hot. And again, I mean, there's plenty more games to go before we understand what streak they'll be on by that time. But the Steelers, on paper, the rest of their schedule is not, it's not crazy. Like, their opponents are not that great. Like, there's no opponent, not really an opponent I see on the schedule moving forward where the Steelers are anticipated to have a tough problem, which is good and bad, because on one hand, you think that they could win enough games to seem like a formidable opponent going into the playoffs, but also, you know, there's that looming question too. What are they going to, what are they going to do? How are they going to play when they have to play a team that is clearly good in the playoffs? Maybe they'll have a middle seed. They're playing enough, well enough this year that they can have a middle seed and have an opponent they can handle in the first round, or maybe, you know, they'll struggle a little bit moving forward and play a team that is really good. They're not, that's less likely, but yeah, I mean, they got the Cardinals, Patriots, and Colts in their next three games. They play the Bengals one more time and the Ravens one more time with the Seahawks sandwiched in there. So they've got a legitimate chance of finishing, if they do it right, with 11, 12 wins. Just an odd season, indeed. I don't know how to feel. How do you feel? All right, I'm going to take some calls now. 412-928-9370 is the phone number. We'll start with this caller. Good morning. What's your name?
Ted.
All right, Ted, what's up?
Well, you know what? I have to give Tomlin a lot of credit. It was definitely a little bit different. They got to work out the details. I don't like the fumble. Johnson still drops passes.
Yep.
It's just those little details. But considering what they had to do in the middle of a week, I really can't complain. I think Kenny Pickett will come along. It's going to take time. You can't judge him on one game.
Right.
You know, as far as the season, I wouldn't sleep on the Colts or any game. This
right,
team has not made the playoffs.
Yeah.
So I think we're putting the cart ahead of the horse a little bit. We'll see what they do next week.
Ted, I appreciate the call. Thank you. Yeah, I agree with Ted, though. When the Steelers have played down to competition before, and there's no need to get ahead of ourselves. I hope the Steelers aren't getting ahead of themselves. Just assessing the schedule, it looks manageable. Now, that could be scary as well, because the Steelers, again, have played down to competition before. So I'm with Ted. Perhaps let's not put the cart ahead of the horse, as he said. All right, got another caller, 412-928-9370. Good morning. What's your name?
Sal.
All right, Sal, what's up?
There is no flag for holding. That's what's up. And that's the only reason the Steelers ever win. This team stinks. Give me a break. That was the worst. Bill Hillgrove said, oh, they got Darnell Washington on a hold. Well, explain this to me, Nicholas. Explain why that was not a flag for holding.
Oh, I appreciate the call, Sal. I can't. And admittedly, I was in Maryland with my family, and I was getting food while that touchdown was being scored. And I did not see the play because all I saw was that Najee Harris scored a touchdown. So I can't explain it to you. Now, do the Steelers get lucky overall? Sure. Sure, they get lucky in many instances. I think, though, when you're trying to judge, when you're trying to judge this team, the baseline should be, okay, how much did they improve? What are we seeing? What are inspiring points that we're seeing from this team? The fact that they got 120 yards in the first quarter is a clear improvement. And you could argue that the Bengals are beat up. My counter argument would be that the Steelers, even against certain teams that were struggling this year, they still didn't play well on offense. So the fact that they were able to put together as many yards as they did throughout the entire game, that's something to look at and go, okay, this is good. You can say that they stink, which is fine. I mean, that's not really constructive, though. Sure, they may stink. The fact that they did something, though, about their offense, the fact that they are making significant changes. They fired a coach in the middle of the season. And the game after they fired that coach who was perceived as a problem, they go out and in one quarter get 120 yards. And they score a few times in the game. Saying that they stink is not very constructive, though. That's just a blanket statement. Yeah, I mean, maybe they're not playing. They're not the best team in the NFL. They have not played like the best team in the NFL, and they are not perceived as a threat. If that's your threshold, perhaps they stink. On the other hand, the game after they made a significant coaching change, they have a greater amount of yards on offense. They're throwing the ball down the middle of the field, and they beat a division opponent. So, where were they a month or two ago? Not in a great position. Not seen as threatening. Winning games, but the offense was painful to watch. In this game, first game without Matt Canada, they gained a large amount of yards. So did they get lucky with a holding call? It's possible. Or a non-holding call, I'll say. It's possible. Have they gotten lucky throughout the entire season? Yes. Did they look better against the Bengals yesterday than they have all season? Yes. Is that something that I'm going to hold hope towards? Yes, I am. The way that they play. That's just me. I mean, if you're like Sal and you want to say that they stink and you don't have faith in them, I mean, it's fine. You don't have to have faith in them. I'm cool with that. I don't necessarily think it's too justified, but, like, you know, it is what it is. If you still think they stink, that's fine. But I'm willing to be a little more optimistic and see some of the good that's come out of the changes that they've made on offense. And again, not having Matt Canada there and seeing just how much more their offense flourishes. Again, they didn't score points like you wanted to see them score points, but they moved the football. And I believe if they keep moving the football, in time, points will come. All right, one more caller before I take a break. 412-928-9370. Good morning. What's your name?
Old Chairman Rod. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
I have to call and say I have to eat some crow because I pointed out to you last Monday that Kenny Pickett, Bills on a pocket. He stayed in it this week.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't throw over the middle, and they did, and they used the tight end. And I said they should start Warren over Harris, so I got to eat some crow there. And I said that the offense wasn't going to change much, but it did. I like Najee in the pistol. It seems like when he's running harder at the line, he's finding the holes, and he's, you know, making bigger gains.
Sure.
Have a good morning, and I'll listen to you.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. We don't need to eat crow this morning, although I appreciate everybody that may come and say that they may have misjudged or misperceived the offense. That's fine. I'm not going to hold it against you, though, because it was a frustrating time. And think about it. Every comment from last week was totally justified. They lost to the Browns in a pivotal AFC North game. They lost 13-10. I get it. Frustration ran rampant last week. It's fine. Nobody needs to eat crow, though. I don't taunt anybody. That's not what I do. And it's 5 o'clock in the morning. It's 5:20 in the morning. We're good. Keep it mellow in the morning, sir. You know that. I like to warm you up to the sports topics of the day. Every Monday, though, we react to the Steelers, and after a 13-10 loss, I understood a lot of the frustration. It was hard for me to defend Kenny Pickett as well. He still may not be the guy. You may not think so. That's okay. Can he win you games, though, under a proper offense? I'm believing that more now. Maybe you disagree. That's okay. But we're good. We're good. Everything's fine. Yeah. Last week, emotions ran high, and the fact that they got rid of Matt Canada and then improved, I mean, that should be inspiring. The Steelers made a change that may prove to be necessary toward their offensive success moving forward. So it's okay. If you want to call and admit that, hey, I misjudged, that's fine. I give that last caller a whole lot of credit for doing that because it's not easy to do. Sometimes we like to, you know, feel like we all know sports and we're stuck and stubborn in what we say, and that's all right. I mean, now again, I'm still not saying that they're the best team. They've still got a lot of improvements to make, but yesterday was at least inspiring. They made a huge coaching change, and in turn, the offense gained like 3 or 4 times more yards in the entire game than it had in the previous games prior. It's all good. It's all good. All right, my name is Nicholas Harry Callis. I'm going to take a break here. When I come back, more of your calls at 412-928-9370. Don't forget, you can hit me up on X as well, at Callis underscore 33. That's C-A-L-L-A-S underscore 33. I'll give the phone number one more time. 412-928-9370. Call, react. Steelers win yesterday against the Bengals 16-10. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. I'll be right back after this. You're listening to the Fan Early Morning Show right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Check Red Tag Bonus Sale going on now through December 4th at SunChevy.com. High of 45, low of 29 today, and then watch out for tomorrow. High of 29, low of 23, overcast all day. It's going to be cold outside, not just, you know, the initial fall cold. We're going to get winter cold tomorrow. It's going to heat up later in the week, but just definitely wear coverage tomorrow. Put a coat on, put something on. It's going to be cold. Unless you're bold like me, I probably won't wear one, even though I'm telling you to wear one. But yeah, 29 high tomorrow. Goodness gracious, it's going to be cold. Weather really hitting us. Wintertime really coming along. I'm not a big fan of that. I'm more of a summer guy. I like beaches and pools and sun. This cold weather, not a huge fan of it, but that's all right. Winter weather usually means football, and so far, whether you want to admit it or not, the Steelers season has been exciting. It's been frustrating. It's been borderline terrible throughout most of it, but you got to admit there's some excitement to be had from this season. There's always a benefit to the Steelers always being in the hunt, though. I know we want more than that. We want at least a playoff win. That's where my bar is. Perhaps yours is a conference championship appearance, and that's not unreasonable either. I mean, it's been a while. The Steelers always keep it exciting, though, and I always think that they always keep it exciting. Now, whether, again, exciting isn't necessarily winning championships, you know, and that's what we want. And exciting, to our standard, is like at least winning a playoff game at some point, right? And we, you know, it makes sense. And their opinions are not unreasonable either. I mean, they've got to do something more in the playoffs than they have in recent years. You know, maybe get past that first round altogether. That's something that I think we all want, at least at a baseline, whether you're just about winning that first round game or whether you're about making it to the conference championship, making it to the Super Bowl, winning the Super Bowl. You always have to admit, though, the Steelers keep it exciting. They make sure that you're invested through the seasons end and even into the postseason, because, you know, I mean, if they're in the playoffs, you're going to watch. That's pretty obvious. And if they're in the playoff hunt, you're going to watch and you're going to care. And they always keep you caring. And that's something that other franchises can't necessarily say either. So keep that in mind while you watch these games. But then again, I mean, while they keep it exciting, while you appreciate the excitement of a season, just remember that, even though you get frustrated. And I believe a lot of your frustration out there is justified as well. And they've got to win that playoff game. Again, that's my bar. I don't know where your bar is, but my bar is they've got to win a playoff game. And at 7-4 right now, they're definitely on their way to the playoffs. They would have to, and I don't want to jinx it, but they would have to have a catastrophic fall to not make the playoffs this season. But fingers crossed, right? As Ted from Mount Washington said earlier, don't put the cart ahead of the horse. Just play those games, focus on the upcoming opponent week to week, and perhaps good things can happen now that Matt Canada is no longer influencing the offense in any way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.